This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw visited New Delhi Railway Station yesterday evening to review passenger amenities and travel arrangements during the ongoing festive rush. He interacted with passengers waiting on the platforms for their trains. Some of the passengers said that they did not face any difficulty in reaching the platforms due to proper crowd management. Mr. Vaishnaw expressed satisfaction over the crowd management by the Railway Protection Force, RPF, and rail officials. Speaking to media persons, the minister praised the initiatives taken by the railway officials for a smooth travel experience. A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for second phase of Assembly polls. Polling for 81-member Assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will take place on 13th November in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidature yesterday. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on 20th of November. Gross Goods and Services Tax, GST, collection in October rose 9% to over 1.87 lakh crore, the second highest ever, mainly due to rise in domestic sales and improved compliance. The central GST collection stood at 33,821 crore rupees, state GST at 41,864 crore rupees, integrated IGST at 99,111 crore rupees, and CESS at 12,550 crore rupees during the month. The total gross GST revenue grew 8.9% to 1,87,346 crore rupees. In October 2023, the mop-up was at 1.72 lakh crore rupees. October 2024 recorded the second best GST mop-up. The highest ever collection was in April 2024 at over 2.10 lakh crore rupees. The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise, Vajra Prahar, will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. It will conclude on the 22nd of this month. Last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroy, Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between Indian and the US Army. The previous exercise, Yudh Abhyas 2024, was conducted at Rajasthan in September. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship and community service. The award comprises a medal, a certificate and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. In a video message, Dr. Mandaviya emphasized that the awards are not merely an accolade but a celebration of youth leadership in fostering a progressive and inclusive India. The application for National Youth Award 2022-23 is being invited through the Common Award portal of Ministry of Home Affairs. Gujarati community across the world is celebrating their New Year today. In Gujarat, the New Year is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of the Hindu calendar, Vikram Samvat. The Gujarati New Year, which is popularly known as Bistu Varas, is being celebrated with traditional fervour across the state. Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansal and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the high-low open badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. In cricket, India were 131-4 against New Zealand in their first innings on the second day of the third and final test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. India resumed their play at the overnight score of 86-4. On day one yesterday, the visitors were all out for 235 runs, while Ravindra Jadeja took 5 wickets, Washington Sundar bagged 4. Jadeja moved ahead of former teammates Zaheer Khan and Ishan Sharma to climb to the 5th spot in the list of highest wicket takers for India in the format. And that is the end of this news bulletin.